If you could sit down, and have a one-on-one with the Lord, and he asked you, you don't have to, please don't answer out loud. Don't even make a noise. Don't even breathe heavy. Don't sigh. But he asked you, what are you going through? What did I tell you? Hey, what was that? How would you reply? Now, of course, you might be tempted to say, Lord, you know. But imagine that he just gently responds and replies to you, yes, you're right, I do know, but I just want to hear you say it. I want you to tell me. What would you say? Maybe you might say something like, Lord, I've been going through a season of discouragement. Or, I lost my job. I just found out right after Easter. And I'm worried. I'm afraid for my future. Or my daughter and her husband, they're getting a divorce, and they got 3 kids. And that's just weighing me down. Or my husband just told me after 30 years, he doesn't love me anymore. Or some might say, I feel alone. I'm surrounded with people, but I just feel so alone. Some might say, I'm overwhelmed trying to care for everyone else. And as much as I look out for other people, and it seems like nobody checks in on me. Nobody cares about what I'm going through. Or I've been hurt by someone I trusted, and now, Lord, I'm battling with bitterness. Or I feel stuck in my walk. It's like I haven't grown in years. I just feel like I'm just reach this point, and well, those are things that people go through. And maybe some of you are going through something maybe different, but no matter what it is, how would you feel if the Lord just looked at you and after sharing what you're going through, and he said, I hear you. You know I love you. You know I'm with you. And I understand. I understand how hard it is. But I want you to know that I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you grow through what you're going through. Have you ever heard that? Maybe you got the shirt. And that's what I want to talk about tonight. I want to talk about growing through what you're going through. Growing through what you're going through. And the truth is no matter how hard life gets, and life can get hard, and sometimes we suffer in silence, but life can get hard, God will use what we're going through to grow us if we're willing to let him be in control. That's not always easy to do. Some of us, we go through things and our anxieties are in control. Our insecurities are in control. Our worries are in control. And as much as we'd like to not admit that, we could spend a lot of time, hours, worrying or thinking about things that we don't know if they're even true. But creating all of these what-ifs in our minds. And you know, in the moments when life gets hard and we're going through it, it's not easy to see, but we have to remind ourselves that whatever it is that we're going through, the challenge could be the very thing that God wants to use to grow Christ-like character in us. And this never ceases to end. God is developing Christ-like character in us in every season of life. You know, if we're in our 20s or if we're in our teens and we love the Lord, He's going to work through the challenges, the things we go through, if we're willing to let Him be in control. If we're in our teens, we're in our 20s, we're in our 30s, we're in our 40s, we're in our 50s, we're in our 60s, we're in our 70s, we're in our 80s. And Lord willing, I want to make it to 90, maybe 100. That would be great. But if not, but either way, whatever age we're in, and whatever season of life that we're in, God wants to use those times and these times to grow Christ-like character in us, to deepen our trust in Him, to stretch our faith and to shape us into someone who can carry the hope that God gives to others. It's very sad when saints get stuck. And maybe you feel stuck, saint. But God wants to unstuck you. And so, to grow through what you're going through, you'll need three things. And if you're a note taker, you might want to jot these three things down. Number one, you'll need perspective. Number two, you'll need patience. And then number three, you'll need to monitor progress because you're going to need to progress. As Christians, you know, we're on a journey. And in the journey, just the thought of a journey, there's progress. So you need to progress. You need progress. And more specifically, you'll need perspective in the pain. Because when you are going through a hard time and you're suffering, boy, that just really does a job on being able to think things through right. You know, when we're suffering, man, it's hard to gain perspective. And so we need perspective in the pain. And we need patience in the process because God wants to grow us through the things that we're going through. And it's a process, the process of growth, spiritual growth. You know, that's something that just, like I said, it doesn't cease. It's a continual thing. And then there's the progress through the pressure. You know, when you think about it, these are common things, but grain doesn't become bread without the pressure of crushing. Or grapes don't become wine without pressure, without the pressing. And olives don't produce oil without pressure. And we don't become Christ-like without pain. We don't become Christ-like without patience. And we don't become Christ-like without pressure. And these are biblical principles that you could find in different places of the scriptures. And I want to take you to a few different places. Are you ready? All right, the first place is James. Probably you already were thinking, we're definitely going to James. This sounds much like trials. It sounds like Pastor's getting us to some trials. In James chapter 1, we see these principles. We see perspective in the pain, patience in the process, and progress through pressure. For example, perspective in the pain. Look what he says. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Boy, there's some times I've fallen and I couldn't get up. When you fall, sometimes that hurts. And even more so is the trials. Is the trials. Notice he says, when you fall. He doesn't say if you fall. And that's one of the things, there's so many things I love about the Lord, is that he doesn't hide things from us. I love that he tells us straight out how things are going to be. He doesn't say, follow me and I'll take care of you and don't worry. Oh, should I tell him that he's going to suffer? He says, you are going to suffer. You're going to fall into various trials. There's going to be things you're going to be going through, and it's not going to be easy. It's going to be painful. And what we need is we need a perspective. We need a godly perspective in the pain. The pain is the various trials. The perspective is count it all joy. Did you catch it? That's a perspective. Consider it as an occasion to rejoice when you fall into various trials. See, that's one of my biggest problems is at times when I fall into a trial, I'm not thinking biblically. I'm not thinking with a biblical perspective. I'm thinking, why is this happening? What's going on? I don't like this. Well, I don't deserve this. You ever think that way, or is it just me? It's just you, Pastor. Yeah. But the fact of the matter is that I have to tell myself, well, this is an opportunity for me to rejoice. I need a perspective in the pain. And that's what he says. He says, count it. You know, the word count is an accounting term. It's like, you know, adding things up. And when it comes to God's plan and purpose, we have to remember that his thoughts towards us are good to give us a future and a hope. But in the moment, it's hard to think that way. Because, you know, as we mature, the things we go through seem to be harder and longer and tougher. And so when as you're maturing, that becomes a part of the regular, and it's hard. It's hard sometimes to think, you know, in a way that promotes that eternal perspective. And so he says, add it up, consider it, because The end result of all this is going to be for your good. It's going to be Christ-like character. It's going to be a deeper ability to trust. And it's going to be you having a greater ability to bring hope to other people, to help other people. And so there's that perspective in the pain. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. But not only is it perspective in the pain, it's patience in the process. Look at what he says in verse 3. He says, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. See, that's the process that we all go through. It's the testing of our faith process. But during that process, if we trust the Lord and we think of it as an opportunity to rejoice and say, well, God, I give you all the glory. I don't enjoy this, but I know you have a plan and a purpose for my life. And ultimately, that plan and purpose for my life is to bring you honor and glory. So, God, enable me to bring you honor and glory. Help me to be patient under this and to trust you and to take every opportunity, whether in death or life or death, whatever it is, let me take every opportunity to bring you glory. Teach me. Reduce me. And so it requires patience. That's the testing of our faith. That process requires you to be patient. You not to grow weary in well-doing and throw in the towel. Say, you know what? Forget this. Forget God. Forget this. Forget. It requires us to say, well, God, I don't understand, but I'm going to trust you through this, and I'm going to be patient and wait on you. And then you see the progress through the pressure. And he says, this is our part. He says, first he says, count it. Then he says, know it. And now he says, let it, if you would. But in verse 4, let patience have its perfect work that you may progress. And in what ways? Well, that you would be perfect, that's mature, that this would mature you even more. And I know some of us want to say, God, I don't want to be more mature. If this is the process, I want to stay a baby. But there is progress. And so a part of that progress is not perfection in this flesh. He's talking about maturity. And being complete, that's progress, where no matter what we're going through, we could say, you know, God, I feel complete. On Sunday, I was blown away. There's a brother I haven't seen in a while. And by the way, wow, you guys in the church, what a blessing. This place was packed. It was amazing. And so there was a brother I hadn't seen in a while, not a blood brother, like not a biological brother. And he lost quite a bit of weight. And, you know, when we get older, when we're young and you see someone lose weight, hey, you look good. Yeah, how'd you do it? And when we get older, it's like, are you okay? And sure enough, you know, he was diagnosed with cancer in 3 different areas. But I was blown away because he said, you know, Pastor, I know where I'm going. And I said, well, what is the plan? What are you doing? And he said, nothing. I'm just going to ride it out. No chemo, no nothing. Nope. And that was his choice, his perspective. Of course, that could change. But as far as he's concerned, he says, I lived a good life. I've been blessed. God's blessed me. I know where I'm going. And so, you know, I'm starting to just liquidate things in the house and getting ready. But he was genuine. I was blown away and convicted by his peace. I mean, I'm not going through that, and my prayer is if I go through something like that, that I have that same type of sense of being complete. I'm complete. I don't need anything. That's what a testimony. I was so blessed by that. It's not always easy. It's not easy for everybody, and everybody responds differently. But I know that God wants to progress us through the pressure, through the hardships, through the challenges, through what we're going through, that we'd be lacking nothing. If you turn to Romans chapter 5, you see these same principles. I don't want to bore you with this, but I want it to stick, and hopefully I'm not belaboring this, but I think it's good to hear. We see the same thing in Romans 5. Look at verse 3. Think about perspective in the pain. Paul says, and not only that, but we also glory in tribulations. The tribulations are the pain. The perspective is glorying, yeah, in the pain. That's the perspective. God, help me to glory in the tribulations. And then you see the same principle, patience in the process. Look at it, very similar. Knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. And that's a process. And we have to be patient while God's developing these things in us. Perseverance, character, hope. Of course, it's God-like character and hope in the promises of God, and persevering, going through what we're going through in a way that honors God. You know, we got to be patient through that process, and then progress through pressure. And look at verse 5. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. And, you know, the pressure and the tribulation, the hardships, you know, they can work towards getting us to progress through the hardships, those pressures, when we come to that realization that hope does not disappoint. That's progress. When you get to a point where you're hoping in the Lord and your hope in the Lord, even though nothing's changing, even though, you know, it seems like this is, man, I've been going through this for, but my hope is not in what I'm going through. Our hope can't be in what we're going through. Our hope has to be in Him. And when we have our hope in Him, it doesn't disappoint. That's progress. When I think about, you know, how is it that hope does not disappoint? As he says here. And he gives us two reasons, at least two reasons that I could think of. One, because hope is anchored. You know that hope is anchored in the love of God? Hope is anchored in the love of God. In other words, remembering that God loves me. And sometimes that's hard when we're going through it. But I got to remind myself when I'm going through it, God, you love me. You love me. And I often say, you'll hear me repeat it probably for the next 10, 15 years, 20 years, I don't know, however long the Lord has me here preaching. I'm 55, 100, that's 25 years. No, that's not. I'm bad at math. But when I look at that cross and I think of Jesus hanging there, that's the most beautiful display of the love of God. Whenever I doubt the love that God has for me, I think of the cross and I think, what was I thinking? He showed me His love. And it doesn't say God demonstrated His love. Look at it in your New King James, it says, God demonstrates His love towards us while we were still sinners. We were sinners. That's what our lifestyle was. But God demonstrates His love towards us. Isn't that fascinating? It's in the now, in the present. At least that's the way I understand it. And that hope is anchored in that love. That's what anchors me, is the love of God that anchors me, and that gives me hope. Cheerful, hopeful expectation that God is working this out for good. And the second reason that hope does not disappoint is because God gave us His Holy Spirit to secure us in that love. We're not alone. You know, we have His Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we're His children. And so if we move forward once again to 2 Corinthians 4:16 through 18, we see these same principles. You see perspective in the pain. Look at verse 16. Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing. That's just a fact of life. In this fallen world, we're perishing. Yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. The perishing is the pain. But the perspective is, hey, we don't give up. We don't quit. Because the inward man is being renewed day by day. God is doing a work in us, even when we don't see it, even when we don't feel it. And then look at the patience in the process. In verse 17, Paul says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. You know, these light afflictions, this is the process that we go through. And we got to be patient through that process because God is working for us. He's working in us. He's working for us. He's working through us. A far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. And then there's the progress through the pressure. He says in verse 18, while we do not look at the things which are seen, that's what causes the pressure. When we look and dwell on the things that we could see, we focus on the temporary, what we're going through. That's where the pressure comes. But at the things which are not seen, that's progress there. When you get to that point when you say, you know what, this is what I'm dealing with, but that's not what I'm focused on. This is what I'm going through, but that's not what I'm focused on. That's not what I'm dwelling on. I'm dwelling on the fact that my eternity is secure. I am a child of God. And I'm here to do His will. And I'm going to walk seeking His kingdom first. That's my focus. He says, well, we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And then there's one more. I want to say scripture, which it is. It's scriptures. But there's a person I want to look at. Because this person, he modeled all of these things. He modeled perspective in the pain, patience in the process, and progress through the pressure. And of course, it's our Lord. The very thing that we suffer and we go through, remember, He was in all points tempted as we are, yet He never sinned. Therefore, He's able to aid those who are being tempted. He comes along and He helps. Just like I said earlier, God wants to help us through. He wants to help us grow through what we're going through if we're willing to let Him. And so if you turn to Matthew's gospel, this is a time where Jesus was facing the cross. But do you see His perspective in the pain? In verse 38 of Matthew 26, Jesus speaking to His disciples, He said, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. That's the pain. Stay here and watch with me. Verse 39 of Matthew 26. He went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed. Let's stop there. That's the perspective. That's where perspective is gained, through prayer. And so Jesus, with his pain, he just put himself on his face before the Father praying. And that's where the perspective is gained. Jesus knew his pain had purpose. It was all a part of God's plan of redemption. And through prayer and seeking the Father, because that's who he was talking to, he would be encouraged in the purpose and the plan. And we'll see how he was encouraged. God heard his prayer, and we'll see just how God did that. And then look at verse 39. He went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. And here, he's showing great patience through this process. I mean, Jesus, he was going through an extreme process, and then it was going to end in the cross, but it really didn't end there, did it? It hasn't ended. Why? Because he rose from the grave. And he's seated on the throne, and he's praying for us. His ministry hasn't ended, and his Spirit is here with us. I'm so glad he was patient through the process, because there was so much that came from that plan. And so he submitted himself to that process. And then lastly, the progress through the pressure. Now this, you see the Father answering his prayers and ministering comfort and strength to him. But for this, we'll have to look at Luke 22. Now, Luke 22, verses 43 and through 45, it says, And then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. See, he was praying. And then God answered his prayer and ministered to him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like drops of blood falling down to the ground. When he rose up from prayer and had come to his disciples, he found them sleeping from sorrow. Now, certainly he was under great pressure, but then look at how he progresses. Back in Matthew 26:46, it tells us that Jesus said to his disciples, Rise, let us be going. It's time to move. It's time to progress. Even after such suffering and such anguish of soul, you know, he got up and moved forward in the will of the Father. And that's what we got to do. We got to get up and move forward. We can't stay down or stay stuck. You know, in spite of the intense pressure Jesus went through, he rose up and he went forward to face the cross. The pressure didn't break him. It brought him forward in his mission. Now let's bring this to a conclusion. What if God wants to change how you are seeing your struggle before you can grow through what you're going through? Will you change your perspective? I know you're hurting. Will you change your perspective in the pain? Could the process be where God is doing his deepest work in you and will do some great work through you? If that's the case, then I encourage you, be patient in this process. What if the pressure you're feeling right now is actually producing Christ-like character in you and deepening your trust in the Lord and stretching your faith and shaping you into someone who will be a vessel to carry the hope and the love of God to others, even if you can't see it right now? I would encourage you just to allow the pressure to progress you. I've said this a million times, and I'll probably say it a million times. It's certainly not original with me, but it's always too soon to quit. It's always too soon to quit. So always remember, when you trust God, God will grow you through what you go through. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy and your word, the word of exhortation. We thank you for how faithful you are to us. And we thank you that you promise you will never leave us nor forsake us. And Lord, maybe this exhortation wasn't for anyone here, but I pray, God, that you would put somebody in our path, if it doesn't apply to us, that we could share this with somebody. Maybe we could just send it in an email or the link to the teaching of God. Either way, encourage us, your people, and help us to encourage others who need to be reminded that you will grow us through things that we go through if we trust you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.